Corporate quarterly reports may seem like dry reading, but sometimes you can find surprising tidbits tucked away inside. Slate financial columnist Daniel Gross discovered something unexpected in the reports of two credit card giants. We consumers are actually starting to pay down our Visa bills.
This should be a springtime of joy for credit card companies. Last Wednesday, President Bush signed the new bankruptcy bill, which they helped to write. And short-term interest rates are on the upswing, which means they can jack up their own rates from, say, 13% to 17% without customers asking too many questions. But it's not all tulips and nectar over at MBNA, the nation's largest independent issuer of credit cards. Its stock hit a 2-year low last week. Credit card giant Capital One Financial has also seen its stock slump lately. Of course, bad news for the credit card companies may be better news for us. There are signs at both companies that consumers may be responding to higher rates by doing something almost completely unexpected and practically un-American, paying down credit card debt. The credit card industry presumes, based on happy experience, that Americans will ignore higher interest rates and keep borrowing more money each quarter to support their spending habits. But last quarter, MBNA, to its apparent shock, found what it called unexpectedly high payment volumes from U.S. credit card customers. Even worse, from MBNA's point of view, is that people were paying off more debt on accounts with higher interest rates. In other words, customers didn't respond to rising rates by making the minimum payment and then going even deeper into debt. They actually did the wise thing. They paid down the principal more quickly. You'll find a similar trend if you dig into Capital One's quarterly report. What gives? It turns out many customers are having entirely rational reactions to rising interest rates, and perhaps to the new tougher bankruptcy law. They're taking the sometimes painful steps necessary to reduce credit card debt before it overwhelms them. Perhaps both MBNA and consumers have gotten so used to low interest rates, they forgot what it feels like to have rates moving steadily and firmly upward. MBNA and Capital One now have to contend with banks and mortgage lenders offering cash on better terms. Interest rates on credit cards tend to respond to moves in short-term interest rates, which means they're rising. But mortgage rates respond to moves in long-term interest rates, which remain remarkably low. So it now makes more sense for people who need cash to turn to a home equity line of credit or a mortgage refinancing rather than to an MBNA card. Of course, even if more consumers are dealing with debt more rationally, MBNA and Capital One shouldn't fret too much. Credit cards are so beloved in American homes, they are practically family. It's going to take a lot more than higher interest rates to get us to kick the habit.
Opinion and analysis from Daniel Gross, who writes the Money Box column for Slate.